Now allow me to tell you about the general situation. See, I saw the best minds of my generation flee from fires they set and left to what's left of society and back to their gilded gardens and guarded properties. And they made out like bandits. Only if bandits had the knack for statistics, and it's starting to seem like the only sensible thing to do would be to cut with the ethics and get with it. While the getting is good. For the payoff which you've worked your whole life to earn. But you might be surprised to learn that the last laughs don't trickle down. The punchline of the joke is really about how the payoff is by and large a figment of our collective imagination. That is to say, a mirage of sorts of fabrication, decades in the making. But no mistaking, it's one that we saw and subsequently bought. And what began as a tragic beverage is broken completely free and promoted itself into farce. One in which all of your objections have been put into scarecrows. No distinguishing your purchases and your goods. And so long as we agree to disagree about the status of them together, we got nowhere to go. Well, at this critical juncture, where was I but reclined in repose in these ethically constructed clothes, contemplating the relationship between my career and identity? Which, believe me when I tell you that this hypocrisy was plenty, was obscenity and plain to see. We got too many mics, but not enough MCs. We got the tools, but no desire to build. We like to talk like and act like the lovers of knowledge, like we got nothing more to do than to interpret the world. Well, what exactly are you doing to change it? Whatever, man, I gotta worry about my own shit. Hey, I got this bright idea. Why don't we go start a rock band? We'll call it Good Old Neon. Our friends could be our fans. Maybe we can make some t-shirts. Or meet chicks on MySpace or Facebook. Fuck, our helicopter crash is gonna be totally awesome.